This coming Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the Bridgeport Hotel in Murray Bridge is hosting an open forum about sustainable services in the Murray-Mallee region. It's on the 7th of October. Joining me to discuss is organiser Annette Causibar. Welcome, Annette.
Hello, Jenny. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So a key word in the title of the event, sustainable services. What does that mean?
It's really tricky if services are implemented here in the Bridge and then they're either disrupted or discontinued. And my concern is that we've got children in families, we've got families that are under pressure, families that get really angry because things are not good, accommodation and whatever. If many of these families do find a service that they really, really connect with, and if it happens to go, they can become quite depressed, women and men, and not want to retell their story again to somebody else.
Oh, is this an experience that's common amongst people in the Murraylands?
Well, there we are. Yes, it could happen. Look, these services don't always just come and go. That would be foolish of me to say that, but there are critical services that do become disrupted at certain periods. They just happen. We don't know why the funding's pulled for whatever reason, and there's probably a very good reason, but the reaction here at the local, regional, country level is actually, it can be significant. So if we have something like the victim support services, a service that's been here for probably almost 20 years, I think, and that was discontinued in the middle of 2020. Now, that service had an office here and well-qualified people, and suddenly it had gone, not just in Murray Bridge, but right across country SA. Mm. So that's left victims, women and men and children, for a period of time with nowhere to go. Now, the government is trying to plug those gaps, I think, by having phone-ins and stuff like that. And I do understand that there's a new and improved version of victim support services coming. But in the meantime, what happens? How do you gain the trust of those very, very vulnerable men and women and some teenagers who might want to go and have a chat and won't go? So sustainable is when you've got a critical service, keep it there. For disadvantaged families, families who are battling to keep themselves together and going, we also know that children are affected significantly. Babies can be affected. The research shows that. And that's the problem.
There's it's uncertain, yeah. So this is something that will be discussed. That's the main theme of the upcoming Domestic Violence Forum in Murray Bridge. Tell us more about the forum and how it's going to go down.
The forum, it's really got the disadvantage at its core. But Ross Walmsley is the person to speak about the disadvantage and how it plays out in and around Murray Bridge. And he's just a lovely man.
He's from SACOS.
Mm. Oh, yes, he's from SACOS. People will warm to him straight away. He will talk about that level in different areas. Now, the mayor will talk about one of the things that's really tricky right now, and it's everywhere, but we're talking about Murray Bridge, is unaffordable accommodation. So Mayor Brenton Lewis is going to talk about that and probably some of the plans he has for addressing that. He's also an excellent speaker and very good to listen to and to ask questions and stuff like that. The third person is Michael O'Connell. He's the past Commissioner of Victim Support Services, and he'll be coming here to give a little bit about his background and also to talk a bit about the value of having a sustainable critical service and how that sustainability gives safety and security down through to the family. The speakers will speak, obviously, and then at the end of the three speakers, we'll have a panel.
So coming up on the 7th of October, are you wanting people to book in soon? How can they do that, and who are you appealing to come and be a part of this Domestic Violence Forum?
Yeah, look, we always know that once community is involved, it actually helps to achieve what we want to achieve, any changes. And I've always, for the last 12 years or more, involved community, International Women's Day, with lots of super speakers and stuff like that. So we do want the community to come along. We do, because that's going to help us get a message through. Whatever that message is going to be, it will help us. So, yes, to the community, please come along. There are quite a number of community members right at the moment, as well as workers, so that's good. And if people want to register right now, I think, I think to send me an email on Corzies, K-O-R-Z-I-E-S for Sam, at internode.on.net with your name and your details. And we'll be very happy to process that and see you there.
Great. So 6 p.m. for 6:30 on Thursday, October 7 at the Bridgeport Hotel in Murray Bridge.
Yeah.
And Danette, I understand in a crisis, in a domestic violence situation in the region, you're suggesting people call The Haven at the Murray Bridge Community Centre. I've got the number here, 0402-889-542. That's 0402-889-542. And you can always call 1-800-RESPECT for some advice as well.
That's right.
Yep.
And for the sake of your whole family and your children and yourself, just go and find out. That's what I'd say.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today, Annette.
Okay. Thank you, Jenny. A pleasure.